Nice dream you're having here. Interesting symbolism. Are you in therapy? You probably ought to be. Who am I? How to explain this? Do you remember when you were a little girl, you had that run of incredible nightmares? That same one where you woke up every night, screaming and sweating, but never able to remember what the dream was about. That's right. And do you remember you told your mum that you didn't want to sleep because the devil was waiting for you when you closed your eyes? Well, I was. That was me. I know. You're going to pass this off as a dream, and in some senses it is. But in all of the important ones, it's not. I've been lurking around your dreams for weeks now. It's been fun. Sometimes I take part in them, like the one you had last week. Remember it, with the fireman. Oh, don't be so bashful. You remember? You were standing wearing your nightdress in the middle of a parking lot, and you were surrounded by strapping, muscly firemen, all bare to the waist, each one pointing a huge fire hose at you and spraying you down until you were soaked to the skin and beyond the skin. Just, you know, very, very wet. No actual symbolism there, was there? No. And all those firemen were played by me. You're wondering, aren't you, why I'm speaking to you tonight? Well, it's because there are a couple of things that we need to talk about. The first one is your behaviour. Darling, sweetheart, something has to change. Drinking, smoking, drugs, illicit and kinky sex. You're involved in none of these. Princess, what went wrong? I know you had to struggle against the upbringing your parents tried to give you. Such good Christian people. And there was that little period of youthful rebellion in your teens when I thought there was real hope for you. You ran away. You got a piercing and a tattoo. You kissed a few boys and a few girls. And that one who wasn't quite sure either way. And you coloured your hair, got arrested for shoplifting, and yelled at your dad. I mean, classic start, but what happened? Sweetheart, you had such promise, but there was really no follow-through. And I had such a fun plan for you. I was going to get you into witchcraft, and then a smattering of terrifyingly hardcore bondage porn, followed by a career in politics. I'm kidding about the politics. So, this is an intervention. You're going to make me proud, and I'm going to help you out by giving you a bit of a kickstart. Because, honestly, you're not actually asleep. No, you're not. No. Shall we look at what you're actually doing right now? There we go. We can see through your eyes again. Look. Oh. Well, he's a cutie. Can you feel that? Oh, he must be hung like a racehorse. Oh, one moment. I was just checking. I'm not making you see an illusion of a hot guy instead of a racehorse. He really is a hot guy. And not a racehorse. Definitely not a racehorse. That was the intervention I did last week. Boy, what a mix-up. Still, the gentleman in question and the horse were more than satisfied with the outcome. So that's a win. Anyway, back to the action. Doesn't it feel good? Having a handsome, eager man between your legs, powering away, trying to make you feel amazing. It does, doesn't it? Oh, stop it. It's happening, and I'm not giving you back your body until I'm good and ready. So you might as well enjoy it. And it's not like you can deny your feelings and wants and those needs. To me, of all people. I mean, that very hard cock in your pussy. I mean, it's very nice, right? Right. But how much would you have liked to have had it somewhere else? Yes, I knew it. Just for a moment there, you really wanted to feel that huge, hard cock in your ass, didn't you? You did. And you were torn between taking it in your ass or having him choke you with it. That's my girl. That's Daddy's special little princess. Oh, you shouldn't repress those desires, darling. It's bad for you. And I should know. Mr. Huge Dick isn't really doing it for you, is he? Time to help the boy out. Let's get some fingers on your clit. It's going to be a huge letdown if you don't get to come. How is it you like it? Baby, you can't hide anything from me. Just a quick peek at your subconsciousness. There we are. Tells me exactly what you like to do with your fingers. So that's what I'll make your hand do. And there. Off to the races. It sounds like he could do with some encouragement as well. And you do need to up your dirty talk game. So let me help you out there. You're about to say... Yeah. Baby. You fuck me so good. Oh, it's so big. I fucking love how you stretch my tight little pussy. Come in me. Come in my tight little hole. Yeah, baby. Yeah. So fucking good. Fuck me. Fuck me hard and fill me with... Ooh, what can we have him fill you with? I think seed is a bit hacky. It's a bit naff. It's old-fashioned. And baby batter is just crude, darling. That's not even. We need to go for rude, I think. Something classic, something classy. Oh, I know. How about hot sticky jizz? And then I might improvise something about feeling it paint your walls or something when he actually comes. Shall we go with him, though? Shall we go with him filling you with hot sticky jizz? Hot sticky jizz work for you, darling? I knew it would. Good choice. Tell you what. Let's just let your mouth take care of all of that for now. It can do the talking. And later... He can sit around looking amazed when you take all of that enormous length in your mouth and in your throat. He'll be ever so impressed. No, I would be. But you'll do that bit solo, of course. I'm not sticking around for that. Just so you know as well, I'm going to leave you with a compulsion to take this guy to the absolute, absolute fucking cleaners, sexually and financially. So, don't forget to get paid. If you fuck him enough, or hard enough, he'll pass out and he'll go to sleep anyway. He's handily left his computer on, and his bank's website is open. His passwords are taped to the underside of his keyboard. Clean him out, princess. What? Oh, no. I picked him for his cock size and sexual athleticism, not his brains. He won't say anything anyway. Mr. Clever here is engaged to the most marvellous, well-behaved little house mouse of a woman who's waiting for her wedding night. Be she ever so beige, he won't risk losing that, darling. So yes, princess. Oh, you're right. Yes, I am awful. Well, I'm the Prince of Darkness, sweetheart. And I'm doing this to remind you how much Daddy loves you. Because... I've got another little job for you. I'll tell you about that in detail in a few years' time, when you've set yourself up with a bit of wealth and experience, because I'm not intending for tonight to be a standalone one-time gig. This could become your life. In fact, it will become your life. No spoilers, baby girl. But if you want a general game plan, if you want to look at what I've got in mind, you can always check out Revelation 17. Such a mood. There. I'll leave you to enjoy the cock now. Your body's going to play this bit out on autopilot. Oh. Oh. Oh, hang on. Hang the fuck on. Are you about to... Yes, you are. Oh, I'll stay for this if you don't mind. I mean, after all, I did all the work. But you should certainly stop holding back and just come. That's it, baby girl. Come for daddy. All over that cock that you got so hard. Make daddy proud, princess. Oh, yeah. Ooh. That's so nice. Yummy. Well done. I'll leave you to enjoy the rest of your night. You can have your body back when he sleeps. Meantime, it'll try and fuck him into unconsciousness for you. I bet it wins. And I'll be seeing you soon, darling. Can't wait. Missing you already.